You know, every time I speak, I want the truth to come out. You know what I'm saying? Every time I speak, I want to shiver. You know, I don't want them to be like, they know what I'm going to say because it's polite. They know what I'm going to say. And even if I get in trouble, you know what I'm saying? That ain't that what we're supposed to do? I'm not saying I'm going to rule the world or I'm going to change the world, but I guarantee that I will spark the brain that will change the world.
What's up, Dada? How you doing, Queen?
You got it, baby.
Hey, always good to catch up with you. I know you was hitting me up saying you had some questions on me about this Whoopi Goldberg situation. What, you know, let's chop it up a little. Let's chop it up real quick.
Yeah, that's what I wanted. I wanted to get, you know what I'm saying, Montoya's, you know, what you thought about that. You know?
Yeah, my three cents on the situation. I can dig that.
yeah. I want to put 3 cents on that.
Nah, I can dig it. So what I'll say is, to be honest, when you first hit me up, I'll keep my head buried in the sand in a sense not to get overwhelmed by everything that's happening in the world, if you will. And so I had done my show on Brian Flores' situation, you know, with him suing the NFL and all that. So I did a show on that. So I was really trying to stay focused. Mm-hmm. And so to be honest, when you first hit me up, I had seen the headline to a degree, but I hadn't looked into it. Mm-hmm. And so I really couldn't just give you an answer at the moment because I hadn't seen everything. So, but I did go take a look at it. And so you kind of give me some context as well, but let me tell you what I think I understand. I haven't looked into it too deeply. I do have some thoughts mm-hmm. on it, but based on what I kind of slightly paid attention to, you can tell me if there's more context. But for what I understand, she pretty much got reprimanded basically for saying that the Holocaust was not about race. And so now she's kind of technically on like maybe a couple of weeks suspension possibly, and she's had to come out and apologize. But that's the gist of what I got. Am I missing anything, or was there more to it?
Yeah, that's pretty much like the gist of it. After she came out and apologized is when they hit her with the suspension, you know.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't get the details. So it blew up.
Yeah.
It blew up just because she had done it, but she was still on, and then they suspended her. Like, how? Give me the timeline just to even have a good perspective on some of the context.
Okay, so the gist of it was, so they're on The View, and they're having this whole discussion. The discussion started from the Pulitzer Prize winner who wrote, it was a book that he had that was in schools about the Holocaust, right?
Yeah, I thought it.
And so, So pretty much when they started getting into the dialogue, some kind of way, I'm not for sure like exactly like how she pulled it in, but she was like, let's call a thing. It wasn't about race. It was about inhumanity against humans. Like, she acknowledged this was ridiculous. This was sick. But they just completely skipped right over that and was like, it's not about race, you know.
Okay.
And they got stuck in the word of race. So she was like, technically, you know, I think once you use the word race, talking about Jews, okay, the Jewish Holocaust, she said that wasn't it. Because in her response to that was when she was trying to break it down, she was like, well, it's not about race in retrospect, that it is these are a set of two white people. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Right.
White
right.
groups.
Right.
These are two sets of white groups.
Right.
So, you know, but it was inhumane. Like, she kept stressing, like, this is hatred. This is ridiculous. But they didn't care about that. They just got caught up in the race. And how dare you say, like, we're the same race. That's what the problem was.
Okay,
you know?
So I got that
And then
part.
Whoopi later.
So once it happened, just give me the timeline after it happened. That's what I'm really asking to make sure I got clarity. Then I'll give you my thoughts. So after she does it on national TV or whatever, what's the timeline to the apology? Did she apologize the next day? When did she get suspended? I just want the timeline, then I'll give you my thoughts.
I'm not for sure of like how like the breakdown of like, I know the apology came shortly thereafter because they got blew up, right, with all the... Right, so she apologized because there was like two different apologies, right? She kept trying to explain herself, which wasn't working, you know, as far as you know who she worked for,
and so they pulled her. So she's like,
right. So now I do know like they fired her after an apology, like she had made one of them apologies, and then they shut her down for like 2 weeks, and even the cast didn't agree with that, You know, I mean, they've had so many controversial conversations on that show. It's why would you shut her down?
Right. So
even after she explained it.
So is she currently in the suspension as we speak, from what you understand?
Yeah.
Okay,
they
that's what the context. Now, that makes sense. So here's my thoughts on it.
It bothers some people at her job.
Now, I got you. Because I've definitely seen, I watched a couple other shows mentioning about it. And, you know, and there was a lot of, like, I watch Black Power Media just to shout them out. I like them a lot or whatever. But they were dialoguing. And there's a lot of, I've seen a lot of African-Americans, you know, just on mentioning it on their shows or in their dialogues. Saying that that what she said, that for the most part, technically it wasn't wrong and that she was right. I don't agree with that, the diet, even though I've seen that kind of run through our community and to the degree that people, I've seen people in our community, you know, they just kind of reduced it to, this is what I've seen. She didn't necessarily technically say anything wrong. However, since she, in a sense, is on their network, and they have the powers to say, hey, this is a problem. So now they're kind of, I've seen people say, kind of spanking her back into her space. And I've also people also get into
in her place.
Yeah, putting her back in her place. And I've also seen people, you know, put it in the perspective of Whoopi has kind of been kind of skating on the line of whether she really represents us or not, or has a, you know, kind of a distorted history where she hasn't always, to a degree, at times stood up. There are times that she has, but she kind of
She promoted the whole cancel culture stuff. They call it the accountability culture. But go ahead.
Right. Yeah. So I've seen all that come into play. So here's my real, you know. So I'm letting you know what I've seen. I don't agree with none of that perspective. I'll be honest with you. And here's why.
You don't agree with which perspective?
I don't agree with the perspective that technically she wasn't wrong, but she's just being spanked by the, in a sense, the powers that be that have the money to run, I think it's ABC. So that's kind of the sentiment that I'm seeing in our community. Technically, she didn't say anything wrong, but this is the results of when you buy into a, you know, a liberal policy, and when you step out of line, they'll check you too. So that's what I, the sentiment that I think is running, just the little bit I've been viewing others speak on it. So that's what
okay, and you disagree with that because.
Yep. So I disagree with that. It's because even on my show, Just My 3 Cents, my new, you know, just shout out my own podcast that I do on Wednesday night. About 3 weeks ago, I did a show explaining how race is a social construct. And most people will kind of agree with that now, but I don't think people still understand the concept of a social construct. So prior to me understanding that race is a social construct, I grew up naturally as an African-American, and I'm not saying I don't, so don't hear me in the extremes. This won't work with me here. So I grew up identifying myself highly and strongly by my race. It's pretty much very necessary and happens pretty, you know, by system in America, because this country was, in a sense, founded on race. But when you understand that it was founded on race and understand that the elite, in a sense, put race in as a social construct, then that also helps me understand why my opinion, why what Whoopi said was absolutely wrong. And the reason that it was absolutely wrong, in my opinion, is because, unfortunately, Hitler, who was Austrian, I think, by, you know what I'm saying, he wasn't even, you know what I mean? So Hitler basically goes into Germany and basically gets his position because he played up the construct of the Jews being an inferior race. Construct meaning ain't got nothing to do with biology, ain't got nothing to do with science. This is just some propagated stuff that says, hey, there's an inferior race, and this inferior race are the, basically he tells the Germans, this is the reason you're in the doldrums, because the economy was, you know, so terrible at the time, and it's because of these, this Jewish inferior race who has all the money that's you know, putting you in this position. Now, the facts were, they obviously, you know, the Jewish community has had a lot of money for a lot of years. So the facts, he's right about the money, but he used the social construct of make so quote unquote calling them an inferior race in order to get the Germans to buy into what he was selling. And so if what I'm saying makes sense, that's why the Jewish people are like, how is it not about race? Because they know that social construct is what was used to start the Holocaust. So that's completely 100% about race. And so she's just wrong in what she said. And so that's why I don't agree with the idea that she didn't technically say nothing wrong, because we as a community see it as two white people based on what we've been through. But unfortunately, he built that social construct, and that's
right,
exactly
right
what Jews see themselves, that he made us into this quote-unquote ethnicity race and started the Holocaust by doing so. And that's the facts.
Okay, but listen to what you just said. Okay, let's back it up. So you just said for us, okay, let me go back. When it comes to, so I'm not saying, so I don't agree with, okay, one, I feel like what actually happened was bigger. Now, if Whoopi came out here and she was like, yeah, this was something racist, but it was no big deal, I can see you getting your drawers in a bunch, right? Whereas on the other side, like, she took out the component of race, and she said in another interview, she was like, you know, it was two white people. When it comes to white supremacy, like, these people that are, like, playing tag against each other, well, that one team that's going for the other one, right? When you think of it from an African-American paradigm, this is how, when it comes to race, this is how you see them both as oppressors, right? The Jewish had a hold on us, right? The Europeans had a hold on us. So for us, we put them in that same category of white supremacy. Okay, so when she was like, oh, no, it ain't about race, because they're all under that same umbrella to that degree.
It doesn't make it correct, because what happens is...
Race. I'm clear about, yes, it was about race, but what I'm saying is I don't think the girl was being malicious. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
in its removal of it. She was saying, like, from this perspective.
Yeah, I'm not suggesting, hold on, so let me be clear. I'm not suggesting that Whoopi was being malicious. That's not what I'm suggesting.
But that's what the rapper man was about.
Okay.
No,
that's not true. It's not true. So what happens is, and some people, I'll give you an example that relates to us as African Americans. So I know there's a lot of intellectual dialogue about, for example, if the Civil War was about race or whatever, and there are people who suggest that it's not. I'll take anybody, and with the hour of a debate, they will walk away and understand the Civil War was strictly about race. That's
right.
a bunch of years study.
Right, but there are millions of people. I mean, hundreds of thousands of people. Yeah, who don't agree with that? But go ahead.
Yeah, and none of them will have no history. No, oh Lord, I think I didn't. Okay, hold on. I didn't realize I forgot to change the time. Oh man, I forgot to change the time. This thing's about to shut off on us. Okay, it'll let me extend it at least 5 minutes. Okay, anyway, I just realized I forgot. I hadn't set up a short term show for so long. I forgot to change the time. I'm sorry. I do these every now and then. But anyway, besides getting into that argument, so what happens is, so if we just for the sake of this. If you are an enslaved person who basically, because there are people there in our community that assisted, you know, helping to end the Civil War, played huge roles in it, right? And so
as well as ending the Holocaust, millions of us were a part of that, going against the Nazis.
I want to start another argument. I'm trying to make a point about how the reprimand is strictly about what she said. It don't have anything to do about whether she's malicious. So for somebody who played a role in ending the in slavery, I'm talking about an African American, because there's plenty who did. So there's no way you could tell them that that wasn't about ending slavery, right? Because that's what it was for them, because they put in 50 years of work on it. I could show you the examples of the guys, people that did it. So for that person, so if you ever were to say to them and tell them the construct that we say today, where we say the Civil War wasn't about race, they'll look at you like you're crazy. Now the person who's saying the Civil War is about race, they have a whole dialogue for why they believe it's not. They're not being malicious in suggesting their other reason is why the Civil War happened over, you know, the economics and all these other things. So they're giving their legitimate reason for why they think otherwise. But imagine being a black abolitionist who spent 50 years working to end it and you saying that in front of them. That's super offensive regardless of whether you're malicious.
But these are the same people that said slavery, you know, get over it, okay, right? It's the past.
So,
like,
you can say whatever you want to say about enslavement in your way. No.
Okay.
You're suggesting that because you may know some people who have said that. So what happens is if we take that black abolitionist who played that role and he's never done that, it's super offensive. So then for you to group that, let's say there were some blacks who at the time, because the black, I'm just going to get in the mind of the black abolitionists. There's plenty of African-Americans who play no role in it, right? They also might agree with you and others who say it wasn't about the Civil War. That's fair to have the difference. But again, get in the shoes of the black abolitionists who's never suggested it wasn't for that reason or never said get over slavery. So just because there are people who suggest that doesn't mean you can put a blanket statement on the entire community. The entire community don't even think about us getting over slavery. There's plenty of Jews who've never said that or never thought about it. So when they hear on national news, you tell them the Holocaust wasn't about race, and in their history, the only reason they even went through it is because Hitler made this social construct. They're like, what is she talking about? Because the person that's saying what is she talking about may not have never thought what you said, Dedalia. It's super offensive to suggest that it's not about race, whether you know better or not. It's the only reason they went through the Holocaust. The Jews have been persecuted throughout history at other times.
But what I'm saying is that the way that we view race, some of us view race, okay,
right.
It is in those sections, okay? So it's not intentional that I would make this assumption because
I'm
this is our experience too.
So here it is. I have not said Whoopi was being intentional. I am clarifying it still ends up being offensive even through her ignorance of not knowing and understanding constructs.
That's a dialogue. That is a conversation. That's not a suspension. The view is about them expressing like how they feel about it. It's unscripted. Okay, and now let's be clear. I'm not a view fan, okay, but them girls have said all kind of off-the-wall stuff on all kind of sides of the spectrum. And it would lead into other dialogues, even bringing other people on the show to break things down. I don't see where this should be any different.
Yeah, I see it as very different because you literally,
in retrospect,
like I said,
it's a...
Yeah, I couldn't imagine... I couldn't, like, stuff we say today, I couldn't imagine us. I went through the process of, you know, for years. When I was, by the time I graduated,
you
must
have heard, like, some of the conversations these people have had on this show.
I
don't watch it no more.
Some
of the things that they've had, even when it comes to, like, police brutality and black people, like, some of their views and stuff and the way that they say stuff. It was never like this depth of a reprimand. But I get what you're saying. Well, it's not our network. It's theirs. So they have every right.
But I'm not
you know.
That. I'm saying, I am actually saying the offense is that disdainful. And I'm saying because I couldn't imagine. So by the time I graduated high school, I used to say all the arguments for why, for example, the Civil War wasn't about enslavement, right? And then I went, and because I love history, I took some extra history classes and got more into history, and I'll never say that again. But I could imagine my 12th grade self walking up to a black abolitionist who I didn't know, I'm talking about people I know now and have learned their history and saw to what degree they went to ensure the Civil War actually happened. Like, people went that far, and, you know, obviously that's not going to be in American school books. But I couldn't imagine my 12th grade self who thought I had a good understanding of what the Civil War was about, and I definitely was making the argument that it wasn't about slavery. I couldn't imagine going up to that black abolitionist and saying...
I mean, but the same can be said about how these people walk right up to and or discuss outright about somebody who's experiencing police brutality and saying, oh, you should have done something differently. Okay, and it's like, I experienced this way, that would be highly offensive. But it doesn't shut down networks.
Yeah, it doesn't shut down
networks. It does not get people suspended because that's their opinion.
Right. Well, it's not, it doesn't shut down a network because it absolutely can be offensive to someone who's had the experience, right?
Right.
The difference, yeah, but here's the difference. The difference is I'm not going to equate, you know, you and I having, you know, luckily I haven't, you know, I've had
our experiences.
Here it is. Let me explain this. So while I've had terrible run-ins with the law, that are part of that conversation. Now, personally, I've been fortunate enough not to experience the brutality of it, right? So I've had bad experience, mm-hmm. but I haven't experienced the brutality of it. So the reason I'm making that distinction is because
as has my family.
Right. So the reason I'm making that distinction is because there's a difference when you have a police brutality cannot be compared to the enslavement period. It cannot be compared to the Holocaust period. And the reason it cannot be compared is if you make the fundamental
mistake. You don't see that as an extension of the enslavement period.
So you can call it an extension, but to call it an equivalent is crazy as hell. It's crazy as hell. Because here's the reality of police brutality. Police brutality is so fucked up.
We can call it an extension.
Let me say this one statement. Police brutality is so fucked up that
right.
Blue line.
So black people.
Let me say this one statement. When the blue line, they can go off the racks with whoever. It ain't just with blacks that the police brutality. You know what I'm saying? Do we experience it a much
we're
higher
the majority.
Rate? Here it is. Now, we're not the majority, so I mean, it can't be the majority because there ain't enough of us. But we do experience at higher rates. We're nowhere close to the majority because we're whites are 4.5 times us in population. So the majority of the cases are going to be
white. You get the point I'm making. Go ahead.
Yeah, but
you say higher.
But the reason I'm highlighting this, though, Jendaya, the reason I'm highlighting is when you see police brutality, even though it happens for us at higher rates, that's a reality. I'm not running from that. That cannot be compared. Because that can be extended to the entire community. It cannot be compared to a singular focus on what Hitler and the Germans did to the Jews or what Europeans did to our ancestors, specifically into the Atlantic.
I wasn't comparing police brutality to that.
You made the comment
that it's like somebody walking up to somebody who has had that experience. And that's not okay. And my response to that was the same thing in this situation. If you walk up to somebody who's experienced this and you ignore that or minimize that, because that's how it is being minimized.
No, absolutely. I agree with you on that, but you're not shutting down a network for an individual who may or may not have, whereas this situation is.
Because there were networks that spoke out against it.
This happened to an entire group. So that's different than being insensitive to an individual, which you and I both agree that's some bullshit. But you're not going to shut down a network for something that happens to an individual. You're not. So it's not the equivalent.
Well, this is not about an individual. This is what's happening to a race of people. Okay? Whether it be police brutality, the incarceration of African Americans, I can give you a whole list of what's happening to this entire race. Not a singular incident for us either. But these networks can spiral whatever, however, and
here's the difference of those things. Those things don't just apply to us. Enslavement did apply just to us. The Holocaust in Germany applied just to that group.
There were black people in that Holocaust as well.
Okay, so
so we were a part of that too.
So, but do you not see the difference? And while something happening to us at higher rates that does happen to other groups is not, we shouldn't try to own that it's only happening to us because that's not the reality.
I said that in the beginning. Okay.
Yeah. So
like,
saying,
hey, yes, it was definitely about race, but I'm saying of why she grouped it the way that she did. Okay. Because for some of our experiences, this is how we see it. Okay? It's
right.
Just, hey, they were both our oppressors, so they, you know, so one of them turned on the other one. I mean, and that is something that you can see across their culture, you know? I mean,
Right.
Okay,
but,
you know what? The timer gonna go off. The timer gonna.
That's all good. I'm just letting you know. Ultimately, my biggest thing is because I still feel we fail to understand the construct of race is why we missed the boat on that. That term, the way she said it, is the same. Is the exact same in the sense of misusing race, because just because we see it that way, it's just the construct that we see it under is a construct. This shit is made up. Race is
absolutely made up. Absolutely. Learned that in Black Psychology FAMU. Yes. Agreed.
The shit is completely made up.
It was
up.
All about control.
So, yeah. So I definitely understand how we see it, but I just disagree because we make the mistake of saying technically she wasn't wrong. No. If you understand the construct of race, she was wrong as hell. They were considered a race. It's the only reason they had the Holocaust. So it don't make us right because we see them as the same race. It doesn't make us right. We're wrong as fuck for seeing it that way. They see themselves as a race because of what happened to them. That's because the construct is what it is.
And we see them as a part of white supremacy because of what they did to us. So it's
But it doesn't change the fact that they are a race. Based on the construct that was built at the
based
time.
On the made up construct, yes.
Correct. So we're incorrect to say technically she wasn't wrong. Because if we're gonna say
I didn't say that she wasn't wrong. I mean, I know you watched the platform, but I didn't come out the gate saying that technically she wasn't wrong. I said that it was about race. Okay.
Yeah. I'm not talking to you on that one. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I'm not putting that on you. So yeah, let me be clear. I wasn't putting that part on you, no, because you never said that.
Yeah.
You definitely never said that. And I do absolutely, even in what I'm disagreeing with, let me make this clear. I absolutely understand why we see it the way we do. Like, I don't misunderstand it. I don't.
Yeah.
I actually get it because I understand. Because, you know, we both said it in the beginning. I understand how we see this construct. So I definitely get it. I'm not disagreeing and saying we are wrong for seeing that way. I'm just pushing the envelope on us wrapping our minds around, you understand this already, but I'm just saying this for other people that may listen to this, us wrapping our mind around learning to see race as a construct and not self-identifying so strongly with it to the degree that it makes us go on the view and make that type of mistake. Because if you understood that it is a construct, you just wouldn't say that. Does that make sense? You just wouldn't say that it wasn't about race.
Okay.
It's all good. Good dialogue.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But you would have to understand the construct to know better than to say that.
I don't know if it's a matter of just knowing better to say that. If the way that you experience the social construct is both feet on your neck. So for you, it's just all this one thing. Okay.
So that's fair.
Again, I'm not saying that she's right. I'm not saying she's right. I'm saying I could see where she would come out the pool, you know, out the gate. You know what I'm saying? When you're dealing with white supremacy, they were all a part of it for our experience. Okay. The girl supports them more than she should, period. Okay. If we're going to be candid, you know.
Right.
However,
so
in this particular space.
Right. So what happens is, if you have a dialogue with Jewish people, they don't understand what you mean by supporting white supremacy. Do you know
what
they don't understand?
What do they don't understand? Do we need to define white supremacy? Okay.
Right. They don't understand what you mean at all. Because here it is. Due to the construct that they were faced with and their experience of the Holocaust, they have viewed themselves as and play, you know, play huge roles in the civil rights because they viewed themselves on the side of African Americans. So,
but they also, okay, let's go prior to that. They were a part of enslaving Africans,
right? So
remember, that's
is,
how them and the Europeans fell out. So they was making more money than the Europeans, and they started getting cast out by them. First, they got taxed by the Europeans when they caught on, like how much bread they're coming off of.
Right. So what happens is, So what happens is, I just need you to know that the way things are taught, most Jewish that are 70 and under don't know what you're talking about. Just know that they don't know.
Well, again, so does that give them a pass? I mean, Whoopi didn't get no pass.
I'm not giving them a pass. I'm just further highlighting that that construct has been accepted by them so strongly that they're unaware of the history you just talked about, and they see themselves.
So Jewish see themselves as Africans, as African Americans.
I'm not suggesting that. No, I'm not saying that they see themselves as African Americans, but they see us in the same plight because they see that white supremacy. Because when you say white supremacy, they attribute that to what Hitler did to them in the Holocaust. And Jewish people 80 and under have only learned it that way. And so they don't know about the history you just said. The average Jewish person.
And why would they not? Like that, I don't buy that either. No, sir.
Okay. So you can say you don't
mind. You're saying they don't know anything about how their ancestors enslaved Africans. They don't know nothing about that part. They just knew it from the Holocaust.
I would challenge
like
you.
Saying African Americans don't know nothing before enslavement. Our history starts at enslavement. That's all I know. What?
Okay. So how about this? Until I went on my check it out. Tell me this. I'm gonna challenge you on what we just said. So until I read the autobiography of Malcolm X, and by the time I got to college, I chose to do self-study. I didn't know none of what you just said as a black person. I didn't know nothing about us before enslavement. So when you say that's like that, I still meet a whole bunch of people that don't know nothing. I've done shows on people who don't know nothing. Because where would you learn it?
We don't have this dope-ass relationship with African-Americans and Jews to this day. On the level of like,
so
I mean,
I'm not suggesting.
We can go through various race constructs, different races.
Don't add to what I've said. I didn't say we have a dope relationship. What I explained to you was that you suggested that Jews know the history you just said, and I just explained to you that as an African American, if I did not self study, I wouldn't know nothing about my history prior to enslavement. Because when would you get it in school? And I'm just telling you that the way the Jewish community teaches history and focused on the Holocaust, there's plenty of Jewish people that don't know nothing about what you just said.
So, and I'm saying the way that we have experienced history, okay, is why we would put them in the one group of white supremacy.
So I understand why you...
And I'm not saying the entire people, because you got good people on all sides of things. I'm just saying of why she would throw it out there like so loosely like that.
So, and I'm just simply saying to you, that very few Jewish people know what you're talking about. Because the construct that they were placed under, when we say white
and very few African Americans know how to separate. I mean, I've been separating the two with it.
Okay,
I'm
not suggesting that. I'm just trying to help you understand that when you say white supremacy, they actually see themselves under that veil because they think white supremacy happened to them. And that's fair.
Well, just like Whoopi needs to go in and research and figure that out better than what she did, well, then so do they. Because you don't get a pass.
So show me.
They just don't know, Jen.
No, you're not. You're having a discussion because Whoopi said something nationally. Show me where the Jewish person has said the offended thing that they didn't, like what we're talking about. Now, unfortunately, we both know we don't have power in the media to even exhibit something like that, right? So let's, we both understand
not,
that.
Not to mention being blocked and when it comes to our shows coming into their media.
So what I'm saying is you don't have Jewish people. Give me the equivalent of a Jewish person.
So because they have not verbally said it out loud on national TV, although their actions are showing
We're only having the dialogue because Whoopi did it. So we can't now just assume what they think to say they should do more. It's a huge mistake for Whoopi to say that.
We should just stay out of it and let them just battle it out then. Okay.
Their construct is that they are a race, irregardless of the fact that we don't see it as such.
Yes, we. Mm-hmm.
So it is a mistake to act like it wasn't about race when that's strictly why the Holocaust exists.
She didn't act like that. She simply said, okay, she, the girl
she
had agreed for the book.
That.
The book
it's
to still be in the school. The story should still be told. It is inhumane. It was the worst. He's a monster. She completely agreed with everything. She just simply said it wasn't about race, which was incorrect. I agree. But it wasn't
part.
To the extent of.
It's the most offensive part, Jendaya. They only went through the Holocaust because of the construct that Hitler gave them. It's the only reason they went through it.
Well, they don't get to be loose at the mouth when it comes to dialogue about us, period,
okay,
either.
You can say you don't have the example. I don't mean if you give me the example, I'll correct their ass, too. I just need the example. Right now, unfortunately, Whoopi under the gun because she said the shit. I'm not letting the, it's not that I would let their ass off the hook. That's not what you're hearing here. We're talking about what Whoopi did. But you give me the example, and I'll hold him to the same fucking standard if you just give me the example. I'm not saying it don't exist, but if you show it to me, I'll hold the same standard. I'm going to be...
You don't have any examples in mind of how these people considered, like, even our position and how they have had open dialogues over the years about where we stand as a people and how we need to figure this out.
Our whole concept of our experience
in enslavement, which is the worst Holocaust in the world, is completely ignored, negated, and or just talked down upon. Like it doesn't exist, right?
So this is what Jewish people would say is, you know,
we just need to be like the Jewish people. We need to collectively come together and shut their asses down.
Okay,
and that's what we could do better at that.
Okay, so you're talking about something else, Denaya. What I'm saying to you is when you say what you just said, the Jewish people are going to show you their American history where they played a huge role on the Underground Railroad. So they don't know what you're talking about. They don't know what you're talking about because the history of them being in the enslavement trade is prior to America. So they don't know what you're talking about.
How do you do your research to get to films like that, okay, to get to those experiences, and it never takes you right past that moment? That's what you're telling me. You said people 70 and down have no clue about anything past America.
Okay,
that's what you're saying?
I'm not saying no clue. Like, I don't talk in extremes. So I'm not saying nobody. I'm just saying, generally speaking, they have been raised with what happened in this century. That is the history that is driven in their head. Their persecution, like, for example, you and I, like, you're aware of this. So a lot of Jewish people won't even go. They'll go to Jewish school to the eighth grade, and then they'll enter high school in the ninth grade. Some will jump sooner. But for the most part, especially in the Northeast, ideally they'll go to Jewish, whatever you call them, religious schools or whatever, to the eighth grade. So the thing that they focus on is Bible history and what happened to them in the Holocaust. So they were.
But Whoopi's response was just that of the African in America, the African American.
I'm sorry, say it again.
They are in this group. Go ahead.
I don't know. I'm trying to hear what you said. It sounded like it broke up or something. I didn't know what you were saying.
I said even in her response, she's speaking from the African American experience, right?
Right. But if we both say it's incorrect for her to not say it's about race, why do we minimize that when it's the whole reason they went through the Holocaust? That's super offensive. Like, that's just the truth.
I can't tell nobody why they should be offended, okay? But I think that it was worse. If she minimized the entire thing to you know what I'm saying? Well, it's just white people on white people, who cares? But that wasn't the case. This girl has spoken against the Holocaust and disagreed with
it.
You know what I'm saying?
But here it is.
She's saying that it was a power trip from one right way to dominate the other one. That was the gist of it.
Right. But here it is. But do you know, for them, they don't know what the hell you're talking about because based on that construct. So they're like, what are you talking about?
I don't agree with that. I absolutely do not agree with that. Those people are lying.
So for you, then who understands construct, how do you disagree with the construct that was made up? We both understand constructs. So how can we disagree? We can't. To disagree with me would disagree with me. Hitler didn't do that. You just said like he literally made a construct. How do you argue with that? You just said
Hitler didn't make that construct. That was well in place prior to him.
Okay.
He used it as his justification to have power.
Okay, so whoever made the construct, then you are agreeing that the construct. So how do you disagree if the construct wasn't made? The construct of them being a race. So if you disagree with it, then that means you're saying that construct did not get made. There's nothing.
No, that's not what I'm saying. But,
well, you said you disagree with. So their construct is they are another race.
I did not take away from that. I said that the girl was wrong for that.
Okay.
I said it shouldn't have been taken out. I said the offense would have been more so if she downplayed the actual situation and what happened.
Right.
Okay.
You're trying to tell them how to be offended about something that for them, their entire reason.
I just said I can't tell nobody how to be offended. Exactly. I said I can't tell nobody how they should feel.
So
I said from my perspective.
Yeah, we can't have that perspective because it's them. You just said, I can't tell them. So then to now say, well, my perspective, they shouldn't be offended.
I can disagree with it. I don't have to agree with how they feel about it. Okay? Especially if I'm explaining to you why I said what I said, why she came.
Okay.
She explained, look, from the African-American experience, it was all one thing. Their experience is absolutely not. Our experience, well, yes, from here, this is what it looked like for us. But I completely get how that side of the line, and I was not intentionally offending you. But just like that was their experience, this was ours.
Right. And I'll stand by that if they fuck up and say something publicly and challenge them the exact same way. Right now, we're looking at Whoopi's situation, and she fucked up mightily.
Okay.
And the bad part is, it's all off some made up shit. They ain't the race. They ain't the race they think they are, and we ain't the. You know what I'm saying? It's just some bullshit. It's social construct. But unfortunately, it's very sensitive to us. It's very sensitive to them, based on the experience. And it's fair for us to be sensitive based on our experience. It's fair for them
right.
to be sensitive. Fair for them to be sensitive based on their experience. So it's real, but I'm glad we had a dialogue. Hopefully, we'll put it out. People, you know, can listen to it. That's why I do it, just for the dialogue.
Indeed.
All right, Queen. Love you.
All right. Love you back. One.
All right. Take care.